Hey everybody, it's David Kesey, founder and head coach of The League, and welcome to today's Find A Way Daily. The topic for today, are you injured or are you hurt? Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find A Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
So I'm getting ready to do my workout today. And, you know, leg day, I think we all know, can be brutal. Right? Like leg day is, you do the right kind of leg day and the next day you can't walk. But at any rate, you know, I have spent a lifetime of playing, you know, baseball and then working into the professional level. And my legs have taken a beating over my lifetime. And as a result, there's a lot of pain that goes associated with the knees, with, you know, certain muscle groups in my legs and stuff like that. And so today I go out to work out, right? I'm going to be doing leg day. I'm doing squats and all that kind of stuff. So I do my warm up. I feel good. I'm making sure I stretch. I'm making sure I get the blood pumping. I got a good warm up going. You know what? My legs are ready to go. I feel good. And then I hit the squat rack and I do the first set. I'm like, that feels pretty good. I do the second set and all of a sudden, eek, right below my right knee. Now, it's not my knee. It's more like my shin. And I'm like, ow, that hurts. Let me roll that out. Right? I get on my foam roller. I roll it out. Let me stretch it. Let me see if I can keep going. And so I start, you know, doing squats again. And eek, I pull up again. I'm like, nope. And, you know, at my age, I'm thinking to myself, this isn't worth it. It's not worth it to get under the squat rack and have that muscle pain eke up into my knee and then do some damage. I can't continue to do squats like this. What do you do? So a lot of people go, well, I can't work out today. But, you know, I've been trained over the years that that's not the way to do it, right? I remember being in playoffs and playing for a team called the Fort Worth Cats. And I was in playoffs, and our manager, who was in his 80s at the time, his name was Wayne Terwilliger. He played behind Jackie Robinson for the Brooklyn Dodgers. This guy was a legend, or is a legend. And we were in playoffs, and I had tweaked my hamstring. And I was the starting shortstop, and he comes up to me, and he said, are you going to play? And I said, gosh, I don't know. This and that, it kind of hurts. He's like, look, I don't care about all that. Are you injured, or are you hurt? And this whole life lesson came to me, right? Like that appeared to me in this workout. It came up again. And I'm like, as soon as I considered stopping my workout, I heard Wayne's words again. Are you injured or are you hurt? And I knew what he meant. Injured means you cannot play today. That is a different strategy. You get in the medic's office and you do icing, you do heating, you do stimulation, you do all the stuff you need to do to get recovered. Or are you hurt? If you're hurt, rub some dirt on it, put a little Flexol on it, and let's get out there and let's go play. And so as I'm doing this workout, I'm like, am I injured or am I hurt? Is there stuff I can do? So I start to put the squat rack away and I'm like, let me try lunges. So I start to do some lunges. And you know what? For a while, feels pretty good. It feels pretty good. I'm doing lunges. I'm getting a little workout in. I'm feeling good. I'm like, dang, this is getting a good leg workout. And then all of a sudden, my hamstring, eek. What the heck is that? Right? Like, you ever have this in your life and in your business where, like, you have this strategy, you're going for it, and eek, you're like, the knee of my business hurts. And so you start to change your strategy. And then you're like, eek, my hamstring hurts. The hamstring of my business, the hamstring of my relationship, the hamstring of my life is aching a little bit. Do you quit? Are you injured or are you hurt? What's the difference, right? What is the difference between being injured and being hurt? Being injured is you are impaired. You are disabled. You cannot go any further. If you go further, you're going to create damage. Hurt is, you know, something that causes physical pain. It's uncomfortable. It doesn't feel good. But anybody who's worked out for an extended amount of time knows that when you have muscle, you know, they have that lactic acid building up, that's hurt. That hurts. In your business, you know, the business world will punch you in the face and it hurts and you'll get knocked down to the ground. Are you knocked out or did you just get knocked down? If you got knocked down, get your ass back up and get back after it, right? So then I'm doing these lunges, and this twinge in my hamstrings starts to happen. I'm like, damn it! But I have this relentless reality. In the league, we call it a relentless reality. You find a way to keep going. And so if I'm not injured, I have to ask myself again, am I injured or am I just hurt? It's clear, I'm not injured. It's not like I pulled something. It's not like I tore something. I'm just aching a little bit and I don't want it to become that. So I got to change my strategy. So I go for a run up these big hills that I usually go on. If you've seen any of my other videos or follow me at all, you know that there's these big hills around where I live that are brutal to run up. And so I'm like, you know what? We're going the hill again. And you know what happened? I started to run these hills and I felt amazing. My legs, for some reason, felt strong. I felt no pain in my knee. I felt no pain in my hamstring. What the heck is that? Look, I know in our lives and in our business, sometimes we get mentally hurt. We get physically hurt. We get emotionally hurt. But there's a difference between being hurt and being injured. One of my great clients in the league the other day, she's sitting there. She's sending me a video, right? Because we report every day in this contest that we're doing. And she's just struggling in this workout. She's like, and I think she's going to cry. Like, because she said, you know, I've never worked this hard, this intense for this short of amount of time in my life. You know, I'm doing the workouts. I'm getting new clients. I'm busting my tail and I'm staying focused all day long. I've never been this intense for this long. I'm breaking down. And you know what I really honor about her? She knew she was hurt, not injured. She knew she was going through struggle. That's what hurt is. But you got to learn to embrace the struggle. As my Marine buddy Austin says, you have to embrace the suck. You have to embrace it. Now, there's a difference between being injured and being hurt. Performing hurt is a completely different strategy than performing injured. If you are injured, does it mean you stop? No, you still don't stop because the code that we live by is you find a way. You live within a relentless reality. You find a way to win. But it's a different strategy than playing hurt. So when you are injured, it's active recovery, right? I need to ice. If it was physical, I need to ice. I need to heat. I need to stretch. I need to do a foam roll out. I need to get a massage. I need to actively recover. Then I'm slowly moved to the bike because there's not a lot of, you know, I can be very lightweight there. I don't have to really injure myself further and I can start to rebuild it. And here's why. With injury, you have to take a step back and recover, right? So for me, mentally, sometimes, you know, I lose my mental toughness. I lose my edge. You know what I do? I stop for a second. I don't keep going. I don't keep going in my business. I don't keep going in my life or in my relationship. I don't do that. I stop and I back away for a second and I go, let me meditate. Now, not the kind of meditation that's 5 or 10 minutes. The kind of meditation that's like, let's get neck deep in it. Let's meditate for like an hour. Let's journal this, iron this out. And when we iron this out, let's move forward. That's the injury approach. Stop for a second, recover, active recovery. That might be meditation for physically. That might be getting on a bicycle, doing a light workout, going for a walk instead of going CrossFit status. Emotionally, that might, however you recover, it's active recovery. Playing hurt is a chance for you to develop the mental toughness. It's a chance for you to develop that strength, that ability to stay in action regardless of the circumstances. Because here's what I want you to write down, if you're taking notes on this, and maybe if you're working out or in your car, don't write anything down, just keep going, okay? Negotiating, when you're playing hurt, negotiating is acceptable. Quitting is not. Negotiating is acceptable, quitting is not. It is totally okay to go, you know what? I was doing sprints, I felt a tweak. Right? My business was going level 10. It was going all out, but now I'm feeling a tweak. Let's negotiate. Let's switch the strategy up. What we're not allowed to do is quit. That's not an option. Now, failure is an option because the truth is, if failure is not an option, neither is success. I mean, the most successful people in this world have moved from failure to failure to failure, moving forward without losing enthusiasm, without losing action. They keep moving forward. They play hurt. They keep doing it. You get punched in the face, get up, keep going. And you need to be able to decipher, am I injured or am I hurt? It's a big, big difference. So look, I want to leave you this, with these questions, okay? Where in your business and life are you hurt but you're acting like you're injured? And then another question is, how can you change the strategy so that even though you're hurt, you keep moving forward? How can you change the strategy to keep moving forward even though you're hurt? All right, that's all I got for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Find a Way Daily. Remember, go out there every single day and find a way to win. Talk to you guys next time.